Tonight's share is sponsored by the Sugar family in honor of the Stein family, all the work they've done for the Beis Medrash. And just review briefly what we did last week, because it will be relevant to this week. Last week we talked about, is there such a thing called damage by noise? If your neighbor is making a lot of noise, is that called a damage that you as a neighbor can prevent him from doing? So we discovered that was a machlokas. The Rambam and other Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, according to the Rambam, there is such a claim against noise. According to the Ramah, there is no claim against noise. If a person is making noise, it doesn't really hurt anyone, it doesn't make someone's, doesn't damage a person's property, it's a nuisance. And according to the Ramah, you have no claim to stop someone from making noise next door, or even if it's in the same courtyard. I said that it was Medayik from Maral Bach, that even if the person was making noise in the courtyard, he could have that right. It seems most poskim disagree. They hold that it's only okay if you're doing it in your own house or in your own private backyard, then you have the right to make as much noise as you want. But if it's a publicly shared courtyard, so then the people that share that courtyard with, you could say, look, we don't want that noise, you know, practicing your drums in our courtyard, we own part of it also, we don't want you to do it. But if it's in your house, your children want to practice the drums when you're away, that's okay, and the neighbor next door can't complain about it, because there's no such thing as complaining about noise. We did say, though, that there's an exception, and that is if a person is getting sick from it, the neighbor is old or sick, or he will get sick from it, it's no different than Rav Yosef being an Istanist and having the birds take blood onto his zeis, which he's allowed to prevent because to him it's some bothersome. And the poskim seem to say that nowadays everyone is considered a chol when it comes to being woken up in the middle of the night with noise. And we therefore said that it could be a moot point that even the Ramah will agree nowadays that you can stop noise if it's something that's going to stop you from sleeping and bothering you. However, on the other hand, we quoted the Chazon Ish again, who said that even if the person is sick, but if it's your normal activities, you can't, that sick person can't stop you from talking. And he says, oh, the talking bothers me, or the children playing bothers me. You have a right to live in your house, which includes talking and children crying sometimes and then playing sometimes, practicing an instrument sometimes, and taking a shower, running your washer and dryer, having repairmen come. That's all normal living. And even though he might be sick, he as a neighbor can't prevent you from doing that. You'll have to work out something and be nice, but really he can't say, look, I'm old and I never want you running your washer and dryer. You can't do that. I want you to move out because your children make too much noise. Let him move out. You have the right to stay because you're doing a normal amount of living. So that was last week's case. Tonight we're going to go also in the same Mishnah that we were talking last week. And that Mishnah spoke about opening up stores, opening up a business in a courtyard. And we'll talk tonight the halachas of opening home businesses in residential neighborhoods. Let's first review the Mishnah from last week. The Mishnah on Chaf Amud Bey says like this, Chanusha v'chatzer, if there is a store in a courtyard. Once again, we're talking in the times of the Mishnah, they had different houses, private residences opening up into a common courtyard, and someone opened up a store over there. Yochol limchos v'yado, one of the residents can protest it and say to him, "Eni yocholishin mikol hanichnosim and mikol yotzim. I can't fall asleep because of the noise of the people going in and out, all the customers going in and out all day." But that's what we're going to talk about tonight, where he can block that. Last week we did the second half of the Mishnah, because the second half of the Mishnah says, "Ava osei kelim yotzei amocha b'sach hashuk." You can make the utensils inside your house and then sell them out in the market. Ve'enu yochelim chos biyado, and the neighbor can't complain and say, "Eni yochelishin la mikol patish lo mikol erichaim." I can't fall asleep because of the noise of the hammering and the mill. Wait, so that we said, what's the difference between the noise of a hammer, which he cannot prevent, and the noise of a store, which he can prevent? Each of them are noises. So we briefly went on that last week. I'd like to go into a little bit further this week. In other words, the question is, if we learned last week, at least according to the Ramah, that you can't prevent someone from making noise next door, according to the Rambam, it's only in a case where he has a chazakah. So in that case, you you can't remove his chazakah, but you can prevent him with chachila. But let's say with the Ramah, we're Ashkenazim, that you can't prevent someone from making noise unless the mamash makes you sick. So why is it that you can prevent the noise of people going in and out from a store that someone wants to open in your courtyard? That's the question the Rishonim ask. On the other side of the handout, I have two main drachim in understanding this. Rashi seems to say, he's talking about something else, another part of the Mishnah, which we'll talk about next week. He seems to say that this sound is coming from other people, it's not from residents. The Magen Mishnah says that Pshat in the Rambam, clearly, we spoke about it last week, the Rambam says it's the Nechnasim and Yosim are Acher, they're outsiders. That's what you can prevent. According to the Rambam, the Chazakah is not a Chazakah. You can break that Chazakah if that's outsiders. If it's just a person hammering himself, his Chazakah is a good Chazakah. That's the way the Rambam goes, Lashita also. But we would say also, even according to the way we understand, that we could hear that there's a difference between outsiders coming in and it's just the people that are here, living here, their own way. That's one way of understanding it. Then Muka Yosef and many Rishonim say it's lav dafka. Even though the Mishnah said it's the sound of the people coming in and out, the Muka Yosef says like this, lav dafka mishum hakol. It's not so much the noise. The lishna ba'amahu dinaka. We're just saying a loshen, it's a lav dafka. El nesha marva alein haderech. The real reason, the difference between the case of opening up a business and the case of practicing your drums or hammering shtenders, the difference is, if you're hammering a shtender, that's noise. And we said noise is something that you can't make a taina against. Because it's a nuisance, but it's not hurting you, it's not damaging you, it's not damaging your property. But if someone opens up a store in a courtyard, so that really bothers you. Because why? Once again, we're talking about a courtyard where everyone goes through this common courtyard to get to their house. And one of those houses turns into a store, so all day long there are going to be people going in and out of that store, and you won't be able to get to your house. You're carrying packages, you won't be able to get into your house. You'll always be fighting that traffic to get into your house because of that store going over there. So it's not because of the noise, according to the Nemuka Yosef. The main taina is that they're taking up space, they're impeding your normal lifestyle. And that is something that even the Ramah, the way he understands the halacha, even those Rishonim can understand that even though noise isn't a problem, but if it's traffic, the traffic is stopping my way from my ability to walk into my house, that's something that bothers me. Now, we don't have courtyards nowadays, but we do have apartment buildings and condominiums, and they are the modern day example of a courtyard, because you walk into a one door to get into that building, and there are many people, many residences in that building, all sharing that common space. The Emek HaMishpat, others say there's the elevators, and if the person decides to put his door on the fourth floor, it's going to be customers going to the fourth floor, and you're going to waiting for your packages to get to your house on the fourth floor to your apartment, and there's traffic there, you can't get through. That would be a modern example, or just the people crowding in, and you just it's made for one person at a time, and you have customers all the time going in there. That's something that you can protest. I'm going to read an insight. This is from the Emek HaMishpat, a contemporary. He says, "Riboy derech el nei chatzer." That which we're saying, that there's riboy derech, you're increasing the traffic in the road. They'll have to pass by and squeeze by, and weave their way between the over and the people, the passers by. They'll have to maybe take a longer route, not to bump into the people that are crowding into that store. So then he says, if they're malios, in our buildings where there are elevators, v'hachanus v'hamisrad, and the store or the office, nimtza v'echa me'akumos, it's on one of the higher floors, harei haboyim l'chanus, the people coming to the store, mishtamshin v'malios, they're going to use the elevator, v'garmim l'hamtonos v'anoshim ha'garim, v'binyan Siman Rav, and the people that live there are going to have to wait a long time, the other miles, to catch the elevator. So that is a legitimate taina, paskin by the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch here that we said last week, Kufnun Vav, Sifei says, Chanusha Bechatzer, if there's a store in the Chatzer, Yecholim Hashchenim Limchos Biyado, the neighbors can protest it, Velomerlo, and say to him, Ein Onu Yecholim Leishim Yikola Nechnosim Vayosim, we can't sleep because of the noise of the coming inners, the people coming in and the people going out. So it can either be literally, and we'll understand this noise is different because it's outsiders making the noise, or which would fit with the Rambam's pshat, or we could say like the Nemukah Yosef, it's lav dafka, and it means from the traffic. That's something that we can't take. This traffic is too much, and the deacons, even though the store's already there, it didn't say you're not allowed to make the store. It says chanusha bechaser, the store's already been there, and until now you handled it. This is what we saw from the Nesivas last week. You could say, look, in the beginning, the people weren't so noisier. There weren't so many customers. Now these customers are getting noisier, or there are more people coming. So in the beginning, we might have been mochel, but now we see we really can't take it. When we're talking about customers, outsiders coming in, that is something you can protest. Another contemporary sefer, the Mishkan Shalom, says another svara, the difference between what's the difference whether they're outsiders or people that are insiders. You could say like this, if they're coming to a common courtyard, like we were using the svara, that means that we all own it. Now, I own a share in this courtyard. I can't stop you from coming in because you're a resident. Right? You also own a share in it. But you want to start a business, have other people come in, those outsiders, those I can stop coming in. If you do something in your store and you're making noise, or in your house, I mean, you're just making noise in your house, so that's in your private residence, that I can't stop. That's what I'm saying. If you would do it in the courtyard there, I could probably stop it, according to what he's saying. So anyway, that's the svara. I can't, in which, once again, we're talking limited now to the situation of a courtyard or an apartment building or a condominium. The residents can certainly block a person from opening up a store in such a building, because either they're bringing outsiders in and they have no right to make noise to disturb me, or just the fact that they're increasing the traffic, that is something that I'm allowed to stop. So that's a courtyard. Let's move to different situations until we get to our contemporary situation of streets. But the next step of a courtyard is in the days of Chazal. We used to have houses opening up to courtyards. And then you'd have next to that courtyard, you'd have another courtyard with other houses opening to that courtyard. Now, where do the courtyards open? The courtyards would open to an alley called a mavoi. Right? They would open, you'd have this system of houses around a courtyard, and then houses over another courtyard, and as many as you had, maybe across the street, others, and this alley going in between. And those courtyards would open up into that alley. There are two types of alleys they had, learning Erevin, learning Nezikin. Sometimes the alleys were two-way, and sometimes they were dead-end. So let's first talk about a dead-end alley, two-way alleys, like our streets almost. So let's talk about a dead-end alley where you had these courtyards with houses surrounding them, but it ended, and there was no way to go further. So what's halacha in that case? If someone has a store in one of those courtyards and all his neighbors didn't mind, or maybe there was only one house in that courtyard, can someone in the next door courtyard protest it because you're sharing our mavoi? I don't want all these people going through the mavoi. So let's first review the Gemara that we learned last week, and then we'll see another braisa. Maybe if you recall, the Gemara is the kasha between the reisha of the Mishnah and the seifa of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said that you can protest a store because of the customers coming in. They're making noise. The end of the Mishnah, the way we thought the Mishnah was saying, said that you cannot protest noise from children coming in, assuming the children are the customers. So the Gemara asked, Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. Why is it in the beginning of the Mishnah we said you can protest customers who are coming in, and in the Seifa we said you can't protest customers in those children who we thought were customers, you can't protest. And to that, Omer Abaya, Seifa Asan Lechatzer Acheres. The Seifa is talking about another courtyard. So since it's in another courtyard, so then you can't prevent the customers from going to that other courtyard. That seems to be answering our question. He's saying it's only in that courtyard you could prevent the customers from coming in. But if you're in the next door courtyard, let's assume that the least chiddush will be that it's a mavoi she'ena mefulosh, it's a dead end alley. So if it's in the other courtyard, then you cannot protest the noise. However, the Gemara slugs up that answer. Amalei Rava, Rava said to Abaye, Yachiv so, listen, chotzer achar is mutter. Why does the Mishnah say clearly that if it is in another chotzer, it's mutter? So since the Mishnah doesn't say that, Rava gives another answer, which we'll talk about next week. He says that noise of the children is not from customers going to buy in a store. These children are going to yeshiva to learn Torah, and it's a tak-tuk. There's a takana that you can't stop children from learning Torah, and that's why you can't stop them. But let's just focus on this answer of Abaye and Rava's kasha. Abaye seems to say that you can go make, you can have a store in another chatzar, meaning no one in that chatzar complains, but if someone's complaining in the next door courtyard, you don't have to worry about that. Now, Rava said, well, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah should have said it more clearly. Now, does Rava disagree with Abaye's halacha, or does he just agree with his pshat in the Mishnah? Right? Rava doesn't say you're wrong, Abaye, it doesn't make sense what you're saying. Rava is saying, if your pshat is right, the Mishnah should have said it clearly. The Mishnah shouldn't have said, well, if it's children going in, then you can't protest. The Mishnah should have said, if it's in another courtyard, that's when you can't protest. So why does it say you can't? It's talking about children, so he learns a different pshat. But it could be that Rava agrees with Abaye's halacha. He just says that that's not pshat in the Mishnah. He could agree that if the customers are going to another courtyard, not yours, you have no right to protest it, even though you're both in the same mavoi. And that is the way many Rishonim learn. We could see this in the next Gemara I have on the handout. The Gemara brings a Braisa, and they'll get you something else. But for what we need, the Braisa on Chafal of Hamad Al says like this: Echa mimnei hachotzer. If there is a resident of a courtyard, shabikish lashas rofe uman v'gardim milamitinokas, and he wanted to become a moel, a bloodletter, a weaver, a teacher of children. We'll talk about those next week. Blineder b'nei chotzer ma'akvin olav. The residents of that chotzer can prevent him from doing so because they don't want the extra traffic in their courtyard. Now, our girsa is echad mimnei chotzer, a resident of the courtyard. Tosu says that there are other girsas that said echad mimnei mavoi. If there's anyone in that alley that complains, he can protest it. Tosu says you can't say the correct version is a mavoi, because if that's the case, you're going to have a kasha on Abaye, because Abaye just said that if it's in another chatzer, you can't protest customers going to the other courtyard. So how can we have a girsa in this price to say if you're in that mavoi, you can prevent them from opening up a store, a weave to be a weaver, a bloodletter, or the different things that they want to do over there? So that's why Tosfos says it must be that the correct girsa is the way we have it. That's the way it's printed in our Gemara. It's echad mimnei chatzer. If someone in that courtyard can prevent his neighbor from becoming going into business like that, but if it's a mavoi in a different courtyard, he can't. The Rambam, though, clearly paskins echad mimnei mavoi she'ena mefulosh shabik shalahei says rofe. The Rambam says that if it's someone from the mavoi who wanted to become a doctor, you can prevent him, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He apparently did have the girsa echad mimnei mavoi, and it could be that he learns that Rava disagrees with Abaye's halacha also. Not only is he disagreeing with his pshat in the Mishnah, but he says your halacha is wrong. There's also a problem with traffic if it's in the alley, also if it's a closed alley. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, echad mimnei mavoi she'ena mefulosh, if there's someone in a dead end alley, Shabikish Laosos Rofe, he wants to become a doctor or an uman or a bloodletter or a guardian or weaver, you're allowed to stop him. Now the Ramah puts in there where the Shulchan Aruch said Echem Nei Mavoi, he says Yeshayim Debim Mavoi Einam Yecholam Limchos. In the alley you can't protest it. Vein Dinim Eila Amurim Rak B'chot. It's only talking if you live in the same courtyard, not on the same dead end street. So this is a machlokas of Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. This halacha of the ability to prevent someone from opening a store applies only in the courtyard, or maybe it extends also if someone's on that dead end mavoi. There also he could prevent it, even though it's not in his chatzar, but he could say the same thing. Either the people passing by are making noise going to your courtyard, or they're impeding my way of getting into my chatzar because they're also flowing into the alley. So that would be a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfaradim against Shulchan Aruch and Rama, how to whether you could protest that. Now, at first glance, we would say that would be a contemporary example, would be a dead end street. If someone has a house on a dead end street, maybe we would say that's the machlokas Shulchan Aruch and Rama. There's a tshuva though from a Bosner, Sheva Alevi. He says that our streets are different than those mulberries, because the street, there's room for cars and there's sidewalks. It's not like their mulberry where all there was a narrow place where you went into the chatzah. That's where you could say that the people are stopping me from going into my courtyard. Our streets could be, don't apply to that. But anyway, the Rama says it only applies to a courtyard, so us Ashkenazim would not be able to would have no problem anyway, because we can only prevent someone from opening a store in our courtyard or our apartment house or condominium building, but we cannot stop someone from doing it next door, because next door is not impeding me and it's not something that you can prevent. It has to be in your courtyard, not in the courtyard next door, not next door's condominium, even though it's a dead end street, Rav Osner says. And before we go to the next case, the post can talk about, what are we talking about? Suppose the person says, look, you're worried about the noise, I won't keep my store open at night. I'll close at night. As soon as it gets dark, I'll close it. It'll be only open until 5 in the afternoon, and the store will be closed. No one comes anyway after that time. What's your complaint about the noise? It's not that noisy, and the traffic's not so terrible. You know, no one's going to get woken up from it. That's what he wants to say, which could be nogea last week's shiur also a little bit. We were talking about noise. We said, okay, I won't make noise at night if it's making you sick, but let me make noise in the day. You know, who says you have to sleep during the day? However, the post can say there's no difference. If there's a problem with noise over here, or there's a problem with traffic, it doesn't make a difference whether it's day or night. Sam Sofer says most businesses in the time of the Gemara ran during the day, because night, especially they didn't have electricity then, nights most people stayed home. Days was when people went. And still the Mishnah says you're not allowed to open a store because of the noise. It's the way the Rashi learns, the Rambam learns, it's because of the noise. What noise is there? Who cares about noise in the middle of the day? Everyone's making noise because the Lashon of Chasam Sofer says it's lav davka b'layla afilu b'yom. First of all, he says three reasons. Ein lo manoach machmes bilbol hakol. You might not be sleeping, but you might be thinking. You might be trying to do some work yourself. You might be trying to read. You might be trying to learn. And if there's noise going on, it's just hard to work. You know, they were doing construction over here today, and I was trying to work over here, and you hear them banging from the. You know, it's not so easy. So I wasn't sleeping. You don't have to be sleeping, but noise is something that bothers people even during the day. The second thing he says is ika yunuka, they're going to be mama. People have children, and children sleep during the day, and you want them to sleep during the day because you need to get your work done. So if the noise keeps waking them up, they'll get cranky, they'll get sick also. But forgetting that, it's also a taina. And the third taina he says ika nami kol adpolim hamashkimim lemlachton v'nifnas l'chanus. People hire workers, and the idea is that they have to be there early before the customers get there to get things ready, and they're coming early in the morning. It could still be dark out. It could be people are still sleeping over there. For all these reasons, the Chasam Sofer says whenever there's a taina that you're disturbing my sleep, that applies day and night, because people could really be sleeping, or because even if they're awake, they deserve not to be disturbed, and therefore there's no time to say, I'll just keep this door open during the day and not at night. Kesef Kadoshim in the Shulchan Aruch, the Bochatra says the same thing, that many people sleep in the afternoon, even during the weekday, and therefore you can't say, I'm only making noise in the day. The noise is usher, whether it's day or night, if you're in that courtyard. Okay, so far we've seen that noise in the courtyard, where customers coming through that courtyard, you can block if you're a member of that courtyard. If you live next door in the next courtyard, then according to the Rama, you have no right to stop it. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you do.
I'm living in the yard next door. Can I, by proxy, get somebody in this yard to complain about him?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Let me ask a better question. Suppose the noise, you're in that courtyard, and the noise doesn't really bother you. You don't mind the customers, it doesn't bother you, but you don't want him to open the store because you don't like him, or you just don't like the idea of it. Can you lie and say, look, I have the right to say that the noise bothers me, so it doesn't bother me, but at least is it that I have the right to stop it based on it, or does it just have to really bother me? So here also, Vosner has this tshuva in the same chelik test. He says, these are only tainus if they're real. If this is a real thing that it bothers you, so then you have a right to tell the neighbor it bothers you. But if it doesn't bother you, it's not that you have certain rights over him and say, look, you know, I have a schus hatayna here, I'm allowed to make a complaint because I can, and even if it doesn't bother me, like a migu, I can. It's only if it really bothers you. So same thing, if everyone in that courtyard is happy, you certainly don't have the right to say, tell him to say, you know, it bothers me when it really doesn't, but he's just doing it because of the neighbor. Right? The only one that has the right to complain are the people in the courtyard, and the people next door don't have that right. Okay, that's thank you for that point. The next possible case, which is very nogeya, it could happen, is that, let's stick with the case of a condominium, an apartment house, a courtyard, but instead of the customers going in the courtyard, the common courtyard, into the store, you happen to live at the edge, and your store faces the street. Your house faces the street. Can you convert that into the store and let the customers come straight into your store, and they're not going into the common courtyard? You happen to own the one right in front of the street, like, you know, apartment buildings. They have, you can go into the common entrance and go to the different apartments, but there are also those residences or those apartments where you go straight from the street. So that, all the postings seem to say that that's going to depend on the same achlokas we learned last week. If you're not going to the common courtyard, you're not going to the common area where the residents are, all you can complain about if you live in the courtyard is that there's noise. The noise bothers you. Now, noise, we learned last week, is, according to the Ramah, if the person is making noise in his own house, if you live, even if though you live in that courtyard and you hear the noise, if it's not making you sick, it's not keeping you up at night, you have no basis to make a complaint. And here the truth is, customers coming in, it's not like hammering, it's not like someone playing the drums, it's just like people walking in and out. And if, you know, you hear the buzz of the customers in the store and, you know, beneath you, so if it's really making you noise and making you sick and stopping your sleep, so then you have a tain, according to the Ramah. It's making you sick. But if not, so then you can't complain about the noise. If you're a Sfardi, a Shulchan Aruch, and they're a Sfardi, and you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, so then there is a taina against noise. Right? We're going back to last week's issue of noise, so that would be the only factor if you're going straight into the apartment without going to the common yard. Now here also, before we get to the next case, we'll take another issue that they talk about, and that is, many times you have neighbors in apartment houses who want to make a garage sale, or they want to have a one-time sale. They have some suppliers coming, and they want to make a one-day sale to make some money. Can they do that, even though people will be walking through that common courtyard and perhaps disturb them? So here also, it's contemporaries. The Darkei Mishpat says there is a one-time thing. The assumption is that the neighbors don't have a right to complain. It's only a one-day thing. If the one-day thing becomes every month, so then maybe it becomes problematical. But if it's really a one-time thing, once a year, you know, something that's not so regular, so then the neighbors have no problem. Now, the Minchas Zi, Spitz, in his first sefer on Shechinim, he said that the neighbors certainly have the right to stop it. Look, I am a partner in this courtyard or in the building, and you are using my property to have your customers come in, I can stop you even one time. However, when he got to Chela Gimel, he said that people told me that nowadays the minig is that they do have one day sales and people don't complain, and therefore he changed his mind and said that you're allowed to have a one day sale in your house, a garage sale, and no one can complain about that one time. I think that's the minig. Okay, so far we've talked about three cases. We've talked about a common courtyard where you certainly can block a store. We've talked about the next door courtyard where you, according to the Ramah, you cannot block the business from opening up. And we spoke about the same courtyard, but they're going straight in, where that will say is a machlokis, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch that we talked about last week, that if it's in the same courtyard, you have the right to stop the noise according to the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Ramah, you don't even have the right to stop it in the same courtyard. How about if it's on a street? Now, if it's a two-way street. So, we were talking about a dead-end mavoi. How about it's a mavoi mafulash? It's a two-way street. So the Sma says, Lo shayich gabayu hataina shemar balim hanichnasim ayidei zeleha uman. You can't complain. The people in that street cannot complain to the people going in that, oh, there's so many people coming in to this workman, to this store, lasses will have to do the work. Why? Because even without that, there are a lot of people always on the street. It's a two-way street, people going from one place to the other on it. And you can't complain if someone opens up a store on the street that's bothering him. You can't complain about such a thing. The Chari would say the same thing would be on our streets. There's traffic all the time, cars going down. And if you want to open up a clothing store in your basement, or you want to open up any type of these home businesses in your basement, you live on a two-way street, what are they complaining about? The noise, they're blocking me from going to my house? What do you mean? They're going to this house, they're not going to your house. It's the noise, and it's not so much noise that's making you sick. It might be, you know, voices, but it's not enough that makes you sick that we have the taina of the kol patish that it's a chola istinus. That's not the problem. So it doesn't seem like you should have any right to stop someone from opening up a store, because there's not they're not blocking you from getting in, the noise isn't deafening that it's bothering you, so it would seem that there's no way to stop someone from opening up a store. The Mishpat Tzedek, yeah.
Nowadays, cars, they do block.
So that's what I wanted to talk about. Suppose it's a good business, and because of that business, the cars line the whole street. Right, the cars are lining the street. Next, we're going to talk about a shul. But this we were talking. This we were talking about a business. It's a good business, and the cars are lining the street. So what the cars are on the street? What does that bother you? Right? Now, if there's no driveways, and because of that, you have to park, you know, around the corner. So maybe then you have a good time. That's like Marbel and Maderech. You have a store. Now, in the old days, there was no such thing. There was no parking. You would just walk into your chatzer. So that's what we say. If it's in the chatzer next door, the next door courtyard can't stop something from happening in the other courtyard. But nowadays, I could hear such a svara that if the store is causing cars to be piled up all times of the day, where I can't park my car to take my packages in or take my children in, maybe that would be a taina of Ibn Haderach. Or if I have a private driveway, and the nature is that the cars always block the driveway, I can't even get into my driveway, that would seem to be a good taina. Now, if all the houses have their own driveways, and the people are menschlich when they park and they don't block the driveways, and you make sure that they won't block the driveways, so then it would seem that there is no taina. It's just you don't like that there are cars there, but you know they're not bothering you, right? How are the cars bothering you? The car's there. You can go into your house. It's not noise. You know, the cars drive by all the time anyway. You can't say, well, this car parking makes more noise, unless it's when they back up, they have beepers or something. But most cars don't have that. So there's no extra noise from people parking. And if you can go into your driveway, so then there shouldn't be any problem. However, I saw another contemporary, I only saw one person speak about this. Mishpat Tzedek speaks about the phenomena. I know it happens in New York. I think he's talking in Eretz Yisrael, where people decide to put chasana halls in the middle of residential neighborhoods, in the middle of New Utrecht, the middle of Avenue I. You just change a school into a chasana hall, or a warehouse into a chasana hall, and the cars are parked all around the neighborhood. So do you have a right to stop that? So he wants to say that even though if it's a two-way street, there's always traffic going by, and you can't stop traffic from going, you can't stop someone from opening a store because anyway there's traffic. But when we talk about a chasana, what happens at a chasana is, you know, when it's time for the chuppah, the buses start coming in a half hour before, and the buses block the road because there's no room for, it's not a two-way street, there's one-way street and one-lane street, and the buses can wait for everyone to go out. And then they have to park somewhere, and if you're in a hurry to get home and you're behind the bus, you could be waiting there a half hour for everyone to get out. And when the chasen is over at 11:30 at night, so everyone's going to their bus, and the bus is there making noise, and people are going into their cars, and the car doors are slamming, and people are talking, and it's right outside the house is over there. So based on that, he wants to say that even though a two-way street, there's no taina against someone opening up a store, a business. But if that business is a chasana hall, where it can really affect the normal living of the neighbors because of the concentration of traffic at those certain times, so he says that he postulates that you can stop it. Yeah, that's the shock of the Mishpat Tzedek. Now, if we're going back to our case of a normal store where, you know, there's not such traffic like that going all the time, so it would seem that the only problem there would be, are you actually blocking the people's spaces from being able to park? If you're not doing that, if they can park in front of their house, it wouldn't seem to be a problem, especially if it's the type of store where, you know, it's only a couple customers, a maternity business, they only let a couple people in at a time, right, 'cause they don't want to know, they want private appointments, so, you know, something like that. So you have two cars coming at a time, or you're opening up, drug addicts to help drug addicts, so, you know, or alcoholics, you know, anonymous, you only have one person come at a time. You know, if it's something like that, for sure that you can't prevent. But even if it's a store, a home business, you know, home businesses usually don't attract 20 cars at a time. They wouldn't fit into the house even. It's only a few people at a time anyway. It's limited hours, and it wouldn't seem to be a problem unless possibly people are having trouble finding parking spaces regularly. Either walking on the sidewalks, I don't think the sidewalks, you don't own the sidewalks anyway. You have a responsibility to keep the sidewalks clear, but you don't own them. So you can't say, well, they're walking on my sidewalk from their car to the store business. It's not your sidewalk. The sidewalk is public property. And, you know, if it was a problem, they'll say, okay, we'll walk in the street. You know, so that's not an issue. The only issue possibly would be if they're stopping you from being able to park in front of your house, that could be a good sign of marbelim as haderech. So reviewing what we learned, last week we spoke about the second part of the Mishnah called patish, the sound of hammers, that we, as Ashkenazim, like the Ramah, you can't complain against someone making noise next door unless it's making you sick. Nowadays it could be noise in the middle of the night makes most people sick. Then you can't complain about it unless it's his regular living way of living, because people, children crying or something like that, taking a shower, that you can't stop. That's if it's just a noise. But the first part of the Mishnah says, if someone's opening up a store, there's something called worse than noise. That's called traffic. If there's traffic coming in, either because of the traffic stopping me from being able to get into my house properly, or because this noise comes from outsiders and they have no right to make noise, or their noise is worse than noise of residents. So then you have a right to block a store if it's in your courtyard. But once again, it says Chan Shevachatzer. The store is in the courtyard. That's when you can stop it. If it's outside the courtyard, if it's in the same mavoi, that we saw is the machlokas. Rambam and other Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, according to the Ramah, if it's outside that courtyard, you have no right to stop it. if it's in the courtyard but it goes straight in from the street into the store, so that goes back to the machlokas last week. It's only a problem if the noise is deafening and it's making someone sick, according to the Ramah. According to Shulchan Aruch, if the noise is bothersome, he could also stop it. But according to the Ramah, it's only if the noise really makes someone sick, then you could block it. We said it doesn't make a difference whether it's during the day or night. If it's a problem in the courtyard, it's a problem during the day. If it's a one-time thing, we said, if most poskim seem to say that if it's a once in a while irregular sale you want to have, that's okay. People have to understand that's part of life, that people do things once in a while. If it's a two-way street, so then there should be no problem at all, because there's always traffic going through. There's traffic going back and forth all the time through streets. The only thing we said, that it could be if the nature of the business prevents the neighbors from parking in front of their houses regularly, so that could be a problem, because that could be marbling hiderach. I didn't see anyone say it. That's just a svara I'm thinking of, but it seems to make sense to me. The svara I did see was that it was a chasana hall where there's a concentration of noise and having streets blocked from all the people coming to the chasana when it's beginning and when it's leaving late at night. So that, Mishpat Tzedek says, the neighbors certainly have a right to prevent. Next week, another Mirtz Hashem, we'll talk about the last half of the Mishnah, the last third of the Mishnah, which we said you can't stop kol tinokas. You can't stop the sound of children who are going to yeshiva, to the cheder, and from that we'll get into other types of mitzvah-oriented noisemakers like shuls and schools, and we'll talk about what the rules of Divrei Mitzvah are.